Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson emphasize that God's way of promotion starts with the heart. Success starts with a grateful attitude, thanking God for all He does.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George Pearson is back with us with some more great word. You're going to like this.
We're talking about promotion. We're talking about advancement. We're talking about prosperity. We're talking about people coming up to new places and new
Hallelujah.
Heights in their lives.
Amen.
This is an exciting study that you and I are talking about
it
here. And I believe that our partners and our friends are being promoted. I believe that you
Amen.
Are getting the best jobs. New jobs are coming to you.
Yes.
Promotions on those jobs. You are being placed in positions to be the leaders in the companies and the corporations, and they are coming to you for
favor,
advice.
Favor, favor.
They're coming to you for prayer. I believe that people are coming to the believers for answers because the world has no answers.
That's right.
They don't know what to do. They throw their hands up like this and say, I don't know what to do. I believe, too, that there are promotions taking place out there and that people who are strong believers are coming into places of political influence.
Amen.
Not only political influence, but political positions in Washington, D.C., and local. And you and I were just reading a scripture before we went on the air. We were reading Psalm 75:10. I'm going to find out what this translation is. But it said, I will cut off the strength of evildoers. I will increase the power of good men in their place. So you see, that's very good. There are people being removed from places in order to replace them with good people, with righteous people.
That's right.
And so that's what we're talking about. And the foundation scripture for this, and I'll tell you, all of the notes are available on EMIS or KCM.org. You can get those notes, download them.
And another thing to remember, George, is God looks on the heart. He doesn't look
on
the outward man.
He does.
He looks on the heart.
And you know what? That's exactly what we're talking about today.
Good.
That's exactly. We're talking about, and this is the title of the message, Promotion Starts with the Heart. Oh, this is good. You really did set it up well for
Hallelujah.
Me. Promotion starts with the heart.
I like that. What translation is that?
That is, well, that's not a scripture. That's what I put a title on
George,
it.
George, that's George.
Promotion starts with the heart.
1 George 2, 1 and 2.
Let me just read this to you quickly, and then we'll go over to 1 Samuel. But in Psalm 75, this is our foundation scripture for the study. It says in verse 5, lift not up your horn on high, speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion comes neither from the east or the west or from the south. God is the judge. He puts down one.
Yeah,
he sets up another.
What scripture was that?
Psalm 75, 5 and 6. And that's what we're talking about on these broadcasts is the connection between your prosperity and promotion. They really do go hand in hand with each other.
That's right.
To be walking in places of divine promotion. But you know something? there is something that I wrote down here that Gloria mentioned on the first day, on Monday. And she said, God, with David, God was looking for somebody who would take care of his father's business. He said, you said, we must be worthy of being promoted. We have to give God something to work with. And David is the example, Gloria, that we're looking at here. Let's look at 1 Samuel.
Okay.
1 Samuel, promotion begins on the inside. Promotion doesn't start with you trying to climb the corporate ladder. Promotion doesn't start with you trying to convince somebody that you can do this. No, promotion begins on the inside.
And makes favor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Praise God.
The favor of God. And in 1 Samuel 16, this is a tremendous teaching and scripture for us on the subject of promotion. And we see here in 1 Samuel 16 that, and let me read this to you in the beginning here. And the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, seeing that I have rejected him from reigning over Israel?
Get over it.
Oh, man.
Lord.
God basically looked at Saul and said, you're fired.
That's right.
Out of here. He was done with him. I've rejected him. So God said to Samuel, fill your horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons.
I have provided me. Isn't that good?
I have provided me a king. The Lord is the one who promotes, isn't he?
It is.
Yes. He's the one who lifts up.
That's good, John.
He's the one who puts down. And we just see it right here. We see a prime example of this. We see that he rejected Saul. Saul basically got fired.
He wasn't the one.
He was not the one any longer. His anointing lifted, and Jesse was visited by Samuel because the Lord said, I have provided me a king among his sons. So there's a king in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hears it, he'll kill me. And the Lord said, take a heifer with you and say, I'm come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. And you shall anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. In other words, in verse 3 in the New King James, this point A, number 3 there, you shall anoint for me the one that I name for you.
Yeah.
You know, we have to really get to the place where we see that God is the source of our promotion. People are not the sources. God will use people to get you into a position that He wants you to be in, that you qualify for, according to Him. But it says, He said to Samuel, you will anoint for me the one that I choose, the one that I name.
I don't know, is this all the same scripture says, God lifts up one and puts down another?
That's what I put down there. And that came from Psalm 75 that we talked about a minute ago. God's the one. He lifts up one. He puts down the other. So he said,
knows the hearts of men. We only
Glory,
know
that's
the
so
facade.
True. That's it. Yeah. You just said it. And that's what I've appreciated about you
Praise
over all these years.
God.
You just can say it.
Thank you,
it's,
Lord.
It really, it's the way God sees it. The heart. It's in the heart.
And you said that, George, promotion starts with the heart.
It starts with the heart. It starts what's on the inside. Yeah. Well, we find here in verse 6. So here's the lineup, I call it. Okay. In verse 6, this is the lineup. Now, Jesse is taking all of his sons and he's lining them up. And it came to pass, this is in verse 6, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before me.
He looked good.
He looked good.
Mm-hmm.
He thought he was the one. And I'll tell you something, Gloria. I did a study one time on all the brothers that they had stand up that God rejected from being king. And I did a study on each one, and it's very interesting to find out the major character flaws in later on in Scripture and in different places.
Yeah.
I just started looking them all up. It was a serious bunch of people. It was a very dysfunctional family.
Wow.
And there were some serious reasons why God rejected, because they were looking on the outside, God looks on the inside. Well, the Lord said unto Samuel, in verse 7, it says, look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature.
Yeah, don't be impressed.
Don't be impressed. For I'm thinking, I just had this image. I remember Jesse telling a story one time about a new secretary. Jesse was going to get, Duplantis was going to get a new secretary. And so he brought the secretary, this lady, in to interview her. So Jesse is at his desk. He's facing this perspective employee, and then there's the door going out. So he's sitting there interviewing her, and he's really impressed. I mean, he's just really impressed with her resume and the way she's presenting herself. So Kathy comes in, and Kathy's standing behind the prospective employee. And Jesse continues to talk to her, and Kathy stands there and goes, she's turning her head back and forth, and Jesse's just like, I'm sorry, we're not going to use you. Well, Kathy heard something, saw something. This is not right. I'll tell you, our wives are really good at things like this. Mm. Terry is the same way. Gloria, you're the same one. I've watched you before.
Uh-oh.
I've watched you before, and we've been in meetings before, and we may be sitting around, and we may be talking about, this is years ago, and we may be talking about, well, we could do this, and we could do that, and we could do this, and we can get that person over there. And Gloria sit there and go, no, that's not what we're going to do.
George, you're making that up.
I'm not making that up. But here's the thing. Your perspective played out.
Oh.
Later on, we were all like, yeah, she was right again. She was right again. Well, that's the same thing that was going on here. They had all of these fine-looking, what we would think would be great people in that position. And God looks on the heart. Man looks on the outside. God looks on the heart. That's why it is so important what is in your heart.
That's right.
Is the word in your heart?
That's you. That's why it's so important.
That's true.
It's you.
It's you.
That's right.
That's who you are.
Uh-huh.
He said, I've refused him. The Lord sees not as a man sees, for man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. And I believe here, verse 7 over here on your notes in the Message translation, this is good. God told Samuel, looks aren't everything. Don't be impressed with his looks and his stature. It's over here, this one on, there you go, right there. The number 3.
Okay, 3, you said, verse 7, 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looks aren't everything. Don't be impressed with his looks and stature. I have already eliminated him. God judges persons.
I have already eliminated. That kind of settles the issue, doesn't
out.
It?
He's out.
Yeah.
I've already eliminated him. And then it says, God judges persons differently than humans do. Men and women look at the face. God looks into the heart.
Wow. That's the Message translation.
Mm-hmm.
That says it, doesn't it?
And then in verse 8, Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither has the Lord chosen this. And if you do some study on Abinadab, he was a bad character. Oh, my. Jesse made Shammah pass by him. And he said, neither has the Lord chosen this. And Jesse made 7 of his sons to pass before Samuel. I'm reading out of the scripture here. And Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen these. So no one among those sons was chosen for that promotion.
Hmm.
Samuel said to Jesse, here are all your children. And he said, there remains yet the youngest, and behold, he keeps the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse,
we don't deem him eligible.
He was the youngest.
He was the youngest.
They probably figured that the youngest wasn't going to make the cut anyway. I mean, there were all these other guys who were taller, bigger.
Keep the sheep.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these were the same guys, some of the same guys that were out there when Goliath came, and they were fussing with David for him doing what he was doing. You see the character, what was on the inside. God sees clear through to the heart.
Oh, he does. Absolutely.
He sees clear right through to the heart of the person and of the matter. Well, it says, and Samuel said to Jesse, this is verse 11, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down until he comes hither. He sent him, brought him in. It said he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look at. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, this is he.
Praise God.
Samuel took the horn of oil. He anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. Mm-hmm. So Samuel rose up and then went to Ramah. Well, we find here that...
Went to Ramah. Was Ramah open then?
Ramah was... Ramah was back then. You bet. Go to your third page, Gloria. I want to show you something. So we've chosen now, God has chosen David. God has chosen David. And we'll go through just a couple of these scriptures. In verse 11, the youngest son was keeping the sheep. God was looking for someone who would take care of the father's business.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
David was taking care of his father's business. You know, sometimes the younger one can get jealous of the older ones because of whatever the preference that they may have or the fact that the younger one needs to do something. David wasn't like that. David loved his father so much and loved the sheep. And you know something? That's what God is looking for in leaders. He's looking for people who will love the people. And that was in the heart of David. He was a shepherd. And in verse 12, it said, the Lord said, arise, anoint him. This is the one. And in verse 13, the Spirit of the Lord came on David when Samuel anointed him. And then I have this scripture in Acts 13, 22. Listen to this. I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will.
He found what he was looking
for. He found what he was looking for. And my question to all of us is God finding what he's looking for? Where promotion is concerned. Mm-hmm. Well, you might say, well, let's take a corporation like Exxon or something like that. Well, what does God have to do with Exxon? If God can locate an obscure shepherd somewhere out in the fields, he can certainly take you and promote you and lift you up in whatever corporation there is. And I'll give an example. I'll give you a prime example of this. Joseph became the leader under Pharaoh in a godless nation. God took Joseph and promoted him, got him out of prison, and promoted him and put him at the head of the leadership of Egypt. Now, if God can do that with Joseph in a godless nation like Egypt, he can certainly do that in any business corporation that he wants to.
Promotion comes from the Lord.
It comes from the Lord. And all he needs to do is find somebody who is willing-hearted and has in his heart what it takes to be promoted. Perfect. And David had it.
Yes, he did.
He had it. He had it. Sometimes people talk about a personality or an entertainer. Oh, they've got it. They've got it. We want that anointing, the anointing of God on the inside of us to serve others. And that's what promotion does. And I wrote a few notes down here. David had in his heart what it took to be promoted. His desire was to fulfill the will of God. And this is interesting. David was not pursuing promotion. You don't have to pursue promotion. If you have in your heart what it takes to be promoted, promotion will chase you down.
Now, what I wanted to bring this out.
Mm-hmm.
In verse 22.
Yes.
I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all of my will.
Yes.
Now, that's a description of a man after his own heart. He looks to see who will fulfill what he says.
Oh, that's so good.
Who will fulfill, it says, which shall fulfill, didn't just say my will. It says, which shall fulfill all
my will.
Nothing left out.
Nothing.
That's what he looks for. Isn't that good, George?
He's looking for people. See, he found that.
That's for Samuel.
It's for Samuel, or that's Acts 8:13, 22.
Yeah, that's
right. Acts 13, 22. He found that in you and Kenneth.
Praise God.
When you went into the ministry to fulfill.
He can look at hearts and tell what.
He can.
He can look at your heart and tell more about you than you can
tell.
That's
right. That's exactly right.
Because you wouldn't, like for me, I would never have thought that I would ever preach, ever. Never, ever. But he saw.
And he saw your heart, Gloria. Yeah. He saw that you were so willing. From the day you were born again, you had a willing heart.
Praise God.
You wanted to do whatever God wanted you to do.
That's right.
And now here you are, and for many, many years have preached on worldwide television.
Think about it.
Wow.
Think about
wow.
it, George.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Wow. David was not pursuing promotion. Promotion found him. Promotion located him.
That's
because
good.
He was pursuing God.
He was pursuing. That's so good.
He was pursuing God. His promotion was a result of what was in his heart. And, you know, promotion is, and we'll talk further about this tomorrow, but promotion is something that you don't seek. Promotion is something that you reap. Promotion is a result of seed sown.
Promotion is something that you are.
Well, there you go.
You look on, God looks on the heart and He
there
sees
you go.
Who you are.
He sees
who
you are.
And He knows what you'll do.
He knows what you
Praise
will do.
God.
He knows.
Isn't that something?
He knows not only what we are capable of, and you know something, Gloria, it's not always the capability that He's looking for, but He can do something with willingness.
Yeah. He can give ability.
Yeah. Ability can be added.
He can change hearts too, but He has to have your help,
yeah.
your consent. I mean, He's not going to just make you somebody to be unless you receive it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Promotion found him because he was pursuing God.
Yeah. Yeah. What
his
was he
promotion
doing?
Promotion was the result of what he was in his heart. I think that's a key.
That's a key. It was what was in the heart.
Yeah.
What was he doing out there in those shepherd fields, those fields tending the sheep? Well, read the book of Psalms.
What did it say?
He was writing. He was writing. He was writing those Psalms. When the Lord is my shepherd, he was out with the sheep. Probably when he wrote that one, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He saw himself taking care of the sheep.
Yeah.
He saw the Lord taking care of the sheep.
And the Lord called
His people the sheep.
The Lord called Israel my sheep. He was looking
the sheep
for somebody.
Hear my voice, it says.
He was looking for somebody in that particular position. Of all the people that he could have chosen as king, he chose David because he had the sheep's interest at heart.
Praise God. And that's the requirement today of the sheep is that you hear and do
That's right.
His voice, whatever
That's right.
He tells you to do.
That's right.
If you don't do what He says, you're not a sheep, you're a goat.
Yep.
That's
right. Yeah. That's exactly
I'm
right.
I'm going to be a sheep.
I'm going to be a sheep too.
That's where the blessing is, because the blessing is in doing what God tells you to do.
Mm-hmm. I want to do what He tells me to do, and I want to fulfill His entire will.
Me too, George. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they're doing this.
Uh-oh, that means get out of here.
George and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.